while Greenwood was flourishing in the 40s and 50s, then downtown Tulsa was with Clark's Good Clothes. And
right.
You remember Renberg's.
Renberg's.
Vandiver's.
Streets.
As blacks, you could shop in that area.
Yeah. Some stores, you couldn't just go in there and say, I want to try on this suit and so on. But if you worked for a rich white man, he would call down and say, I'm going to send my porter or my maid or my yard keeper, whatever, gardener. I want you to give him what he wants and put on my bill. You couldn't go in there and buy with your money, but you could go in there and get.
Okay, so this would be in the 50s and 60s?
Right.
So you could not go into these stores like Renberg's and Clark's, unannounced, and buy anything. They wouldn't wait on you?
No, they wouldn't wait on you.
And this was back in the days when you had to use separate restrooms?
Right.
Yeah, that just got over with not too long ago.
And dining, you couldn't eat?
Oh, no. No. You could go in there and spend your own money. Like, Chris has had a big dining room where you'd go in and sit down and
which store?
Chris's.
Chris's?
Yeah. It was a national merchandise store. Like, they sold everything from buttons, glasses, and stuff like that.
Okay, so you could have lunch there or dinner there? Or?
Late on, but when it started out, after they broke that law that you couldn't sit down, and segregation law, but then they opened it up. But before then, you couldn't go. It was just like you named them, all high-priced stores. You couldn't go in there and spend your money. But your boss could call down there and say, I'm sending Wes Young down there. I want you to give him the suit, give him whatever you want, and charge it to my account. Mm-hmm.
Did that happen to you? Did you have somebody call down there?
No. I never was that lucky.
My mother worked for a family that
I never was that lucky.
Go to.
But I worked at King's Jewelry, and I worked at Brown and Duncan's.
Brown and Duncan was a department store. What did you do at Brown and Duncan?
Well, they had a cafeteria in there, and I worked in the cafeteria.
You could work there, but couldn't sit down and eat at the counter.
Couldn't sit down.
It was segregated.
Yeah, it was segregated.
How did this make you feel?
At that particular time, that was what was going on. See, it didn't make me feel out of place because I couldn't go there.
We had our own places to go to. We'd come back over to Greenwood, and you could go anywhere on Greenwood. Get what you wanted, order what you want, sit down at a table with a nice white tablecloth with silverware. The table was decorated. You would be waited on in your own section of town where you felt comfortable.
That's where Greenwood got the nickname of the Black Wall Street, because you could spend your money in an atmosphere that was for you. See, because if you go uptown and spend your money, you would be like a oddity or something.
And they didn't want your money.
And they didn't want your money, and they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take it. They'd tell you right now, we don't want your money.
To be rejected like that had to be...
Well,
you knew better than to go there. You knew where to spend your money. Mm-hmm. You knew where your money was going to be spent. You knew where you made your money. You put your money in your pocket. And you come down to your own place where you were welcome to any place, and from door to door to door to door to door, it was something that you could entertain yourself. Back and forth across the street, all over the black part of town, you were treated with respect. You didn't want to sit down there. You didn't want to. That was something you did not want to do because you were not welcome there.
Back in them days, it was a national law, segregation. The blacks had a part, and the whites had a part. And there's very few you could break that line. It was just a segregation line.
And
we live with it. We live with it. Well, you might have wanted to, but you know, if you was in your part of the town, you was getting the best it was to get. If you go to this other part where it's segregated, you was a second class, third class. citizen or whatever.
That worked there, wanted you to be, they probably didn't make no money than you did, but they could turn up their nose at you.
You could go on the store and you'd go in there, and won't nobody come and wait on you, and you'd just be walking around, and won't nobody come and wait on you.
I think, as you said earlier, you knew that was going to happen to you, so right. You would just stay away from it.
Well, we did until we got together. We didn't have to go. See, right. We had.
You saw signs in windows, blacks not served.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Drinking fountains. Was it separate drinking?
Yeah, separate drinking fountains.
We knew where to go. When I was a little girl, my brother would take me shopping. We lived on Latimer Court, so he would take me from Latimer Court down to the train station. That's where I could use the restroom. He would wait in the lobby for me. When I would come out, he would take me on to Cressy's. That's where I shopped. But they had whatever my nickels would buy. I could buy crayons, beads, whatever I wanted. I could buy it with the little money I had. Even the clothing that they had, I could buy. I couldn't try it on there, but I could buy it there.
That was downtown?
That was downtown Tulsa.
So Cress's had a different attitude than the other stores? Are you saying that?
Yes.
Blacks were more welcome at Cress's?
That's what I'm saying.